Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Since the launch of Sputnik in 1957, thousands of satellites have been sent into space on missions to collect data about the Earth. Today, the ability to forecast weather, climate, and natural hazards depends critically on these satellite-based observations. Satellites have revolutionized how humans view and understand the home planet. They've helped address fundamental scientific questions and enabled a plethora of applications with important societal benefits. Continued Earth observations from space will be required to address scientific and societal challenges of the future. Where will a developing hurricane make landfall? What is the status of the ozone layer? How much will sea level rise? No other single measurement platform has revolutionized the ability to address these and other fundamental Earth science questions as much as satellites orbiting the Earth. From weather forecasting to high-tech navigation systems to answering fundamental questions about the Earth's climate, satellites have become a crucial part of a wide variety of scientific endeavors and practical applications over the past 50 years. The National Research Council convened a committee to examine the scientific accomplishments that have resulted from space-based satellite observations. The report concluded that the advent of satellite observations has revolutionized the Earth research endeavor and highlights examples of how such observations have led to new discoveries, opened new avenues of research, and provided important societal benefits by improving the predictability of Earth system processes. These scientific achievements underscore the importance of satellite observations and the need for a renewed commitment to Earth observations from space. Observations from space over the past 50 years have fundamentally transformed the way people view the Earth. The image of the blue marble is taken for granted now, but it was revolutionary when it was taken in 1972 by the crew of Apollo 17. Since then, the capability to look at Earth from space has grown increasingly sophisticated as space observations evolved from simple photographs to quantitative measurements of properties such as temperature, concentrations of atmospheric gases, and the exact elevation of land and ocean. The global view from satellite observations is unmatched in its ability to resolve the dynamics and variability of Earth processes. Ship-based observations, for example, simply can't provide spatial coverage frequently enough to detect the dynamic nature of the ocean. Likewise, aircraft and weather balloon measurements alone cannot resolve the details required to understand the complex dynamics of ozone depletion. Satellite observations have not only transformed the Earth sciences, vastly more accurate global observations and consequently improved predictability of Earth processes also provide profound social benefits. From revolutionizing the ability to predict weather to enabling the development of the global positioning system, satellites have become essential to everyday applications that improve human safety and the quality of life. Some of the most broadly used products from satellites are weather observations that enable forecasts. Since satellite images have become readily available, no hurricane or typhoon has gone undetected, providing affected coastal areas with much-needed advanced warning and crucial time to prepare. Decades of satellite observations have enabled scientists to address fundamental questions about weather and climate. Satellite observations yield continually updated knowledge of the state of the atmosphere, helping meteorologists to devise models that project the weather into the future, with much improved accuracy compared to pre-satellite forecasts. Consequently, 7-day forecasts have been more than doubled in accuracy over the past 3 decades, particularly in the Southern Hemisphere. These improvements are saving countless human lives and have an enormous economic value. As a result of satellite-based observations, pollution is now viewed as global, not a local phenomenon. Information from satellites provides crucial data to inform models of pollution dynamics and help scientists predict changes in the atmospheric composition with greater confidence. Satellites have also been used to monitor the atmosphere's ozone layer. Satellite observations from the Nimbus series in the 1980s provided the first global maps of ozone depletion caused by the release of man-made chlorine and bromine-containing compounds. These observations became critical to the development of the Montreal Protocol, an international agreement designed to phase out ozone-destroying compounds. Satellite observations continue to track the size and depth of the Antarctic ozone hole and the more subtle but dangerous losses of ozone over heavily populated regions. Recent satellite observations show a decrease in chlorine-containing gases and the apparent beginning of an ozone recovery in some areas, yielding increased confidence that the Montreal Protocol is indeed achieving its goal. The development of the Global Positioning System, which provides location information accurate to the centimeter or better, even in remote areas, is another transformative advance enabled by satellite observations. Inexpensive GPS receivers are now taken for granted by consumers who are rapidly becoming accustomed to GPS navigation on the road, on the water, or in the air. These technologies rely on an enormous body of fundamental science developed over the past decades, including accurate position information of satellites, very stable clocks, and well-calibrated atmospheric corrections. Current understanding of climate change has been improved by basic satellite-based research on sea surface temperature, ice sheet flows, the El Niño Southern Oscillation, and Earth's carbon cycle and energy fluctuations. Research on ice sheet flows provides an example of how satellites have enabled major advances in the study of climate. Before satellites, it was assumed that the mass of the ice sheets in Antarctica and Greenland was controlled by the difference between ice melting and accumulation rates, and that the rate of ice discharge into the ocean was constant. Satellite radar images from RadarSat, however, transformed this view, revealing dynamic variability in ice sheets and showing just how ice is discharged into the ocean through complex networks of ice streams. Furthermore, data from satellites revealed that the rate of ice stream flow toward the sea increases measurably in response to climate change, which could result in a significant rise in sea level. The collapse of Antarctica's Larsen B ice shelf in 2002, captured by frequent satellite observations, dramatically illustrated this dynamic on astonishingly short timescales. Satellite observations are also used to detect changes in land cover, which can have major societal benefits. Scientists first applied satellite information to monitor and forecast the productivity of large area crops in the 1970s. Since then, federal agencies have routinely used satellite imagery offered by the Landsat series and other missions in crop commodity forecasting. A particularly noteworthy application of satellite data is the Famine Early Warning System Network, which was initially set up in sub-Saharan Africa and now operates in other arid environments of the developing world. This system uses satellite images in conjunction with ground-based information to predict and mitigate famines. Over the past 50 years, Earth observations from space have accelerated the cross-disciplinary integration of analysis, interpretation, and ultimately, understanding of dynamic processes that govern the planet. The next decades will likely build on this momentum to bring more remarkable discoveries and an increased capability to predict Earth processes to better protect human lives and property. Although many past scientific accomplishments from satellite observations have led to important societal benefits, it is important to recognize the basic, fundamental observations and research behind the work that enabled the development of practical applications. Realizing the potential of Earth observations from space will require a renewed national and international commitment to Earth satellite missions and continued support for the fundamental research challenges in this fertile area of science. The critical infrastructure to make the best use of satellite data has taken decades to build and is now in place. The scientific community is poised to make great progress toward understanding and predicting the complexity of the Earth system. However, the current capability to observe Earth from space is in jeopardy. Resources will be required to maintain the current momentum and ensure the workforce and infrastructure built over the past decades remains in place. The past 50 years only represent the beginning of an era of satellite observations if the nation renews its commitment and investment in Earth observing systems from space. A report in 50 years will present many more significant achievements and highlight the vital role of satellites in observing the dynamics of the Earth system and in guiding society in meeting the challenges posed by global changes. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.